Let's head down to Pittsburgh now and catch up with our hockey insider, and it's brought to you by Finance, and here's Bob McKenzie. Are you craving a good game tonight, Bob?
Yeah, I think so. I think, too, as we get closer to the end here, I mean, now we're in game five, tied 2-2. The stakes are even higher. So I think both teams recognize that, and probably we'll get the effort according with that.
I can't picture a scenario where if Pittsburgh loses tonight, they win the cup. I can picture a scenario if Nashville loses, they can still come back and win. So I guess what I'm saying is I think it's a must-win for Pitt tonight. How do you feel about where the pressure stands?
Yeah, I think that's the conventional wisdom. Just logic would suggest if Pittsburgh loses here tonight and has to go back into the madhouse in Nashville, that they'd be at a disadvantage and that Nashville could close things out. But we'll see. We're gonna find out a lot about this Pittsburgh team tonight and where they are. We know they're a good team, but are they a team that's out of gas? Are they starting to flag a little bit here? We felt that way in the Washington series. They were really bad in Game 5 and Game 6, lost both games, came back and were wonderful in Game 7. Were they going to do the same sort of thing here after two losses? And quite frankly, I mean, they lost Game 4, but they created more high-quality scoring chances in that game than any of the four games, and they lost it. It's been kind of a weird series that way. The goalies, when they... The goalies play bad and win and play good and lose, and you know, homer series as far as the goalies go are concerned.
Well, we've talked a lot about that today, like which goalie really has more pressure on them, because you look at the past two games, Murray's been the one that people have been focused on because he's been giving up a bunch of goals, but you look at Pekka Rinne's history in Pittsburgh and quite frankly it's awful.
Well, he's five and five on the road in the playoffs and he's 9-1 at home. I mean, I don't remember seeing such a pretty wide split as home and road as that for a goalie.
It really is. And Noodles, you're running off Pekka's numbers specifically at Pittsburgh, and they're even uglier than that.
They're not good. He's 485 goals against, 83 save percentage, and he's 0-5.
Not good, right?
It's not good.
Yeah, hey, it's not good.
Hey, Bobby.
There he is.
How's the vibe around Phil down there?
By his little mouse there.
Oh, yeah. He's just hanging out. Go ahead.
What is the vibe around our buddy Phil down there, Bob?
Man, has he been bad? I mean, there's no other way to put it. I mean, it's not even close. Like, you know what? Malkin didn't play well in Game 3 and Game 4, but he had some real good plays and some real good goals in Game 1 and Game 2. Phil's been right out to lunch. You know, completely, utterly out to lunch. No redeeming qualities to his game at all. He's frustrated. He looks upset. Hasn't worked overly hard. Not getting the puck with speed through the neutral zone. When he's got the puck and he's trying to shoot, he's slow getting it off his stick. Shots are getting blocked. When he does shoot it, it's going wide. That's not to say he can't come out and be a difference maker tonight, but boy, we haven't seen it much in these playoffs, and we certainly haven't seen it in the final. He's by far of the big three on Pittsburgh. Crosby, Malkin, and Kessel, his play is decidedly, 10 levels below those other guys.
I love when the target is on his back. I love it. I want a Phil camp tonight. I want to see him on the bench, because something's going to happen, right, Bob? If he's brutal again, he's going to have a meltdown on the bench, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. And if he's one of those ones where he comes out dancing and puts two or three in, and then he's going to be a big smile, and there we go. And then Bill from Central Pennsylvania will be calling in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, he'll be calling into the hotline. He's the only one with the numbers somehow, but he gets a hold of us. With Bob McKenzie, our Hockey Insider, had a Game 5 tonight. The Insider Trading segment on SportsCenter and up on TSN.ca piqued the interest of a lot of Leaf fans yesterday because of our mutual buddy Pierre LeBrun reporting that Sammy Vatanen could be the guy available in Anaheim. And if that's the case, the Leafs would more than likely be showing interest. Where do you stand on that report and the idea of Vatanen being a fit with the Maple Leafs?
Yeah, I could see where the Leafs would have interest in him. He fits the profile in terms of age and experience and skill level and the attributes that he's got as an offensive-minded, skating, puck-moving guy, power play ability. So, yeah, I think it makes sense. But I took the option on insider trading and didn't do it yesterday. I was working on draft preview stuff. But, Pierre tells me that there's a lot of teams inquiring of Anaheim, and the Leafs are by no means necessarily at the front of the line or the only team, and that there'll be stiff competition for them. The price will probably be high, and we'll see where it goes from here.
Well, we were talking about how that would stack up their top four, and it clearly will not match what Nashville has. But Nashville's got four guys who can skate, who can move the puck, and are not your conventional stay-at-home, big, bruising defensemen. And if the Leafs were to acquire Vatanen, that would set them up with Riley, Vatanen, Gardner, and Zaitsev. Based on the way you know Babcock and his style of play, do you think he would be kind of pushing that idea? Like, let's go with this new-aged, puck-moving defense core as opposed to wanting someone like Josh Manson or a big rugged type stay-at-home guy?
Well, I think if you can combine the two, if you can find a bigger, still mobile, still offensively gifted, who can also defend. But no, I think it's whatever. I think Babcock's adaptable, and I think the sort of the new age approach, as you called it, that'd be fine by him. And you can mess around too with, you know. You saw where Babcock had a lot of use for a guy like Roman Polak. And that frustrates some people who think that the game should be entirely played by racehorses who can all skate and be a threat to skate the puck up the ice or mobile puck handlers. But Babcock also does like to have somebody who's a defender and has some size to him. You've often hear him talk about what he likes best about some guys, and you know, 6'4" at the beginning of the night and 6'4" at the end of the night.
Right.
He kind of likes that, but given the option in terms of your top four, I mean, sure, of course you want Drew Doughty, but he's not available. So if he's not available, then you start to look for the Sammy Vatanen or other guys of his ilk.
Enjoy it down there, Bob. We'll break it down early next week, and hopefully at that point we've got a cup finalist, and we'll see where the offseason takes us from there.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.